Miguel went into the office and came back with a bowl and a can of something. Soda pop? Yes, it was soda pop. He set the bowl down in front of me and poured the pop into it. Then he stood over me and pointed to the bowl. That's for you, Hank. Soda pop, good stuff. Take a drink. I looked up into his eyes and whacked my tail on the floor. He'd brought a soda pop just for me? Gee, what a nice guy. I mean, I'd always had a fondness for soda pop, especially on hot summer days, but on our ranch, I seldom got any. The cowboys are kind of stingy, don't you know, and, well, this was very touching. A fresh, cool soda pop just for me? I leaned forward and gave it a sniffing. It smelled cool and refreshing. Wonderful. My mouth began to water and I found myself licking my chops. I rolled my eyes up to Miguel just to be sure this wasn't a trick. He nodded and pointed to the bowl. For you, doggy. Well, okay. I mean, if he was buying the drinks, I sure wasn't gonna insult him by turning him down. I started laughing. It was even better and sweeter and refreshinger than I had supposed. Great stuff. I lapped it all down and even licked the bottom, huh? In a flash, Miguel reached down, picked me up and started... What was the deal here? He was shaking me. He shook me several times pretty hard and then set me back down on the cement floor. Now, Hank, he said, shooting a grin at Slim, I command you to burp. What? Burp? Hey, I couldn't just... Go on, doggy, let's hear a big one. Gee, I hated to disappoint him, but who can...
All at once, I felt a rumbling in my stomach and something began moving up the stovepipe of my...
My ears leaped up. Was that me? The men who had gathered around us broke into laughter and applause. Miguel beamed a smile, clapped his hands together, and snatched the $2 bills off the floor. Slim leaned his head back and laughed out loud.
You cheated, Miguel, but that's okay. It was worth a buck.